All right. The majority of this audience has probably had the beginnings of an OBE.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the various beginnings that you can have. A very typical beginning if you're lying in bed and you're sort of on the edge of nowhere, near asleep, and what do you feel that could become a true full-blown OBE if you get comfortable with it and push it? How does it begin?
Well, the slower you go through the process of disconnecting, the more things you experience. The faster you go through, the fewer things. So let's talk about the slow part of it. The first thing you would probably experience would be the paralysis, and that would be because your soul is disconnected from the physical body. But it doesn't mean that it's just hovering there not connected to anything. It's connected to what Robert Monroe calls the second body, or what metaphysicians call the astral body. The next thing that you would feel is because the physical body vibrates at a very low rate and the astral body vibrates at a higher rate,
yes,
you may start feeling a vibration of some sort. And that's the transition part. That's when your consciousness is moving from the physical body into the astral body. Once the consciousness gets there, then the vibration goes away.
So paralysis?
Yeah, paralysis then, first.
And then vibration?
And vibration. And then the next thing, right before you connect fully with the astral form or the second body, then you hear this incredibly loud roaring noise or electrical buzzing sound,
yes,
something like that.
Yes, I've been there.
And then when you connect, all of that's over, and then you may be able to see, and sometimes your vision cuts on by itself, and sometimes it doesn't, and you can command, I want to see, and you will see. And the next thing is sometimes you end up floating out of your physical body, and sometimes you don't. And if you don't, all you have to say is, I want to float upward. Everything that you experience in the out-of-body state should begin with I want, and it literally ask and you shall receive. Now, there's other things, there's other sounds that you would hear, like the buzzing sound could go to a loud roar. The loud roar could go to a loud musical tone or a note, and then the note could actually go to some type of musical sound.
Okay, well, what percentage of the audience listening right now do you think identifies with one of the things that you've just said?
I'd say about 70%.
Oh,
I've already tested it.
Oh, how so?
I had a lecture that I did, and it was, matter of fact, they were distributors for my book. They weren't even coming to hear an out-of-body experience lecture.
Yes.
And I said, I'm going to mention these things, and I want each of you to raise your hand and keep it up. And when I'm finished, I want to look at the room. So I started saying, oh, how many people have ever felt paralyzed?
Yes.
How many people have ever heard their name being called while they were drifting off to sleep or waking up? How many people have ever felt like vibrating? And I mentioned all these things, and by the time I was done, it was about 100 representatives in the room who sell books to libraries and things like that. By the time I was finished, 70 people had their hands up.